Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Nick, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, you look a little green.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little off. I think I got some bad sugar.
Day three of the interview with Martin Phillips of The Chills.
Fantastic.
Are you guys still riding high on this thing?
Oh, yeah.
You still have not come down?
Was that the fastest 30 minutes of your life, Nick?
I mentioned, I think we were texting, but I definitely floated outside my body for a while.
It was
one
of those.
Looking down upon it, and I was like, that Martin Phillips is right there. Yeah. And he's talking to us.
Well,
and he's giving us a lot of detail to these random dudes.
I know. Yeah.
So I want to ask you about this, because when I texted that this interview was actually going to happen, because we put in the request and it took a long time to hear back. Probably, had to travel around the world. The email had to travel around the world, so it takes some time, to come back to us. But when I texted, Nick said he had to, pull over and, breathe into a bag.
That's right.
It was that big, right?
Yeah, that big.
So tell the listeners here, seriously, this must have been a big thing for you. You are a huge fan of this band.
Yeah, I mean, I never could have imagined that I would even see them perform, let alone actually talk to Martin. I mean, and that's the thing, if for those of you out there who are interested in these New Zealand acts, especially the older ones, I mean, they even in the best of times, they didn't get to the U.S. that often. And if you missed their 12-city tour, you were out of luck for another 7 to 10 years, perhaps. So just having the opportunity was amazing. I was looking, it's amazing on the internet these days, you can go back and The Chills have a site called Soft Bomb, which is one of their album titles, and they've got every gig listed. And I went back and I looked up and tried to find my younger self at age 21, and there was a show I could have gone to in 88. And why didn't I go?
what were you doing at night?
But I didn't think I'd get a chance to see them all those years later. So it was a great experience. I was pretty hepped up all day for it. And definitely the high sort of lasted a while later. When you see a band live, too, you never know what you're going to get. But, Martin was so gracious with us in person and with the audience.
Really appreciative
of how the audience reacted, not only to the old stuff, but to the new music. And it just felt really celebratory to me.
So should we get to this last part?
Let's do it.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Nick Scalera.
And thanks, Nick, for helping us out with this. And now, part three, Martin Phillips of The Chills.
Let's talk about Snowbound. When it first came out, I put it on, and within 30 seconds, I was like, oh, it's The Chills. The Chills are back. It just has that distinctive sound, but it's also, it's a bold step. It's kind of a step in a new direction. It still has all the familiar, but I wonder if you could just take us through the process of recording that album and the thought behind it.
Well, the process really starts with Silver Bullets, because after so long, I had a lot of material, but also new material. Once things sort of fell into place with the Somewhere Beautiful live album recorded at a guy's 50th birthday party, who turned out to be a millionaire art dealer who wanted to make sure the band was going forward, hence the Molten Gold single, and then the deal that shifted the whole thing to Fire Records in England. Then, knowing that we were actually going to a new album, I decided I need to take the reins on it, not get an actual producer, work with a really good producer engineer, because I didn't want somebody else taking credit for it, but also I wanted to say this is what The Chills can do on our own. And that worked. I think now I realize I should have pushed the bass up, bass and drums. But it was enough as a really good calling card to be able to sort of take round, knowing that a good producer, as Greg Haver turned out to be just perfect for us, could then take us onto a much better level, you know, sort of a contemporary sound. What would the Chills sound like if we were around now? It would sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the medication I was on for my Hep C, it became a very difficult album to actually complete writing-wise. It's a notorious, the new medications are marvelous, but they've got this weird impact of make it very difficult to actually complete tasks.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like, I know that that's a song, and I know that it needs a tweak there, and I just can't quite get my head around. So two of the songs, in particular, the band hadn't even heard until I did demos a week before we went to the studio, Complex and one of the others, maybe Snowbound. But I'm really happy, you know, with 95% of it. And I think in terms of doing what was meant to do, which was kind of like just reawaken people that Silver Bullets wasn't a one-off kind of scrape up the remnants of what's been kicking around. We're on the track again. And I want to take that much further. I really want to do what I've tried to do for years, and in some ways, Sketchbook, if you've heard my home demos, has always been the most kind of accurate in terms of what goes on in my head. If I can capture that with the actual Chills, the power of the Chills, and a really good producer, then we really start to establish where the band should be now. So that's the plan for the next one. And I've already got a list of about 23 songs that I'm working on for it. So
that's amazing. All right. See if we can get Shell Tell Me. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's mainly new, but also includes just as I've been digitizing old tapes, discovering things from like 82 that, you know, just little riffs that I'd completely forgotten about. And
there could be another whole secret box in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
and one of my proudest collections. I do have the secret box.
Well, there's a plan for that too, is to actually, Fire would love to release it, but obviously some of it we can't now, like the PL sessions don't need to be on it anymore. Whoever put that record out didn't check with Warner Brothers about the B-sides and stuff, so we'd have to do that.
True.
But there's so much more stuff we found since, and I think the cutoff point was in the early 90s or something, so there's a lot of material that can fill it. So the idea is maybe just start doing volume 1, 2, 3, just continue as an archive release.
All right, let's take a quick break here in the middle of this episode to promote the fact that we're doing a live podcast taping on Thursday, April 4th.
I'm really excited about this.
Why are you so excited, Patrick?
Well, it's going to be with Don Santara, who is, you know, kind of a key seminal figure in the music that I love so much growing up, which is DC Punk, Discord. We're talking about Minor Threat, Fugazi, Rites of Spring, Scream, all those bands. You know, Don probably knew Dave Grohl when he was just a skinny, long-haired drummer in the band Scream, so it'd be kind of interesting to ask him about that, among other things.
I think that's maybe part of the conversation will be about that. We're going to do this interview at Spaces in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, Thursday, April 4th, starting at 7 o'clock, and you do need tickets for this. It's going to cost $5 to get in. But you will definitely get your money's worth because we're going to have lively conversation. We're going to do some audience interaction. You're going to hear Don play some of his own music. It's really going to be a great time. So get the tickets by going to suburbspod.com, and you'll see a link there. It should be at the top right of that homepage.
Right.
And you can just get the tickets right there and come on out and see us and hang with us. And it's going to be really fun.
Make a weekend of it. I'm actually looking here on the internet, Jim, and it says peak bloom time for the cherry blossoms is April 3rd.
The day before our show.
Perfect.
Go to suburbspod.com, get those tickets, come see us Thursday, April 4th.
Your parents made, and they were dead.
Well, I know we're running out of time, and there's one thing I wanted to bring up, Martin. I used to have a fanzine a long time ago. We went to the show at the old 930 Club on the Submarine Bells tour, and he had written a review of Tied Up in Chain, and you had this at some point. You had picked it up and said, we weren't going to play this. It's not on the set list, but I saw this review and I liked it. So we're going to play Tied Up in Chain tonight because of this.
This guy got it or something. You it did make sense. Yes. And okay.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah. That somebody would actually do that.
One of the coolest memories of the fanzine was that you saying
that. That's great. Yeah. It's not one we're doing now, but it's certainly one I'd like to have another go at because it's strangely very appropriate again. I mean,
it certainly is.
Sort of ran through the words in my head the other day, and there's not much there at all. It's not horrifically contemporary.
But we did bring a couple copies of the fanzine that mention the Chills and New Zealand bands and a couple of our records add to your collection. So I hope you have something to keep them in on the way home. But just a little something to give back to you.
Thank you. That's great.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Throw some more in quickly before.
One more quick one.
This might not be quick, but it'll be interesting. I promise. If you could form your own Flying Nun super group, who would you put in it?
Oh, hell.
That's going to get Martin in trouble.
I guess one of the best ways, there was a time I approached a bunch of musicians when I didn't have a band, so that way it's no reflection on the people who are in the band now, because it's a long time ago. I approached Bevan Sweeney from Children's Hour as drums, which may seem an odd choice, but if you'd seen them, they were just phenomenally ferocious. And he was great. I approached Paul Keane from the Bats about playing bass because he told me that we're one of his favourite bands. But obviously he was locked in. I think it was either the Bats had sort of looked like they weren't happening anymore. There's no way I would have touched them if he'd been in the Bats. Keyboards has always been difficult. I think I was struggling even then. This is the band that ultimately became the 90s kind of bands that really didn't work for a while, the different combinations. So it was actually getting hard to find people who wanted to be in the Chills. We were just seen as kind of like, you know, we were on our way out. And so, I've been tempted at times. Should I get a guitarist who can actually play guitar properly? But I just know, you know, I make myself get a little bit better all the time, and it's turned into my own style. So somebody else will just clamber all over it. Like if you've seen the cut scenes from Spinal Tap when they bring in the other other person, you know, it'd be like that. Me trying to be, yeah, cool, great, love what you're doing. He's out. Yeah. But,
well, Martin, thank you so much for your time. It's just been wonderful. You know, Nick, thank you. Dave, backstage at the Black Cat, the Chills are going to perform a little later. We're looking forward to a wonderful evening, and thank you so much, Martin. It's great to see you back in the States and looking good and playing good and putting out new music. So it's just a thrill for us to spend some time with you. So thanks.
Thanks very much. It's been fun. Yeah. Well, I'm not alive with anyone, but I could fall in love with to anyone.
Okay, so a couple things at the end of that interview. Again, so thankful for Martin and his folks to help set that up for us. It was just a dream come true.
Yep.
Really, I know Nick and I are like falling over ourselves thanking him, but it really was amazing to meet him and talk to him like that. And you know, it was gratuitous on my part and the Bish. We planned ahead of time, like, what chance are we going to have to give Martin Phillips a Wingtip Slow album?
So mentioned on this episode, yep. Who was that other voice?
That was the Bish. Yeah, the drummer in Wingtip Slow. He has a real name, David Bishop. And thanks, Bish, for watching the recording. Did a wonderful job. It sounds great. And, you know, we figured we had a chance to give him our album and a couple of our singles. And I used to have a fanzine back in the day. And so you yes. heard that story. We were at a show in 1990, and we just used to leave Sweet Portable U around the 930 Club and venues. And he had picked it up and was reading the review of the song Tied Up in Chain and said, hey, this isn't on our set list, but we're going to play it because this guy really gets what the song's about.
And Andy actually wrote that.
Martin, when we brought it up, was like, I'm just going over all the lyrics in my head, and it sounds really contemporary. We should try to bring that back.
Yeah, so amazing.
Maybe we can take a small credit for that. But yeah, what chance are you going to have to give him that? So he was really nice. And I know he's into records, so hopefully he enjoys that.
He spent a long time admiring the artwork on the cover, which is a huge compliment considering that Martin did almost all of the own, you know, original artwork for the album covers. It's amazing stuff.
Big,
so that was a nice moment.
Bish. Yeah, it was cool. And we did turn the recorder off a little early. The Bish and I were both very nervous to make sure we actually got the recording and didn't mess something up because Jim wasn't there. And we wanted to make sure we did it right. But he also talked about the fact that Graham Downs from the Verlaines has new music coming out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. A double album, apparently, which, we almost
you heard
fell
it here first.
And he's heard it, of course. Martin's actually heard it. So, you know, that's a pretty strong recommendation for keep your eye out for when that gets dropped or announced.
And also, Shane Carter is another, you know, key member of the Flying Nun is writing an autobiography, which is really great.
Shane Carter of the Straitjacket Fits, and he's kind of all throughout the Dunedin scene in various bands.
Yeah.
But boy, I can imagine there's some stories
there. Oh, I bet. And all in all, it was, you can hear in our voices, it was just, we were thrilled and it was so cool to be able to do that. And I hope everybody enjoyed it. If you didn't hear the first two, go back and listen to those so you have the complete set. And then go back and listen to, I think it was 3:30 through 3 something.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Of Rock in the Suburbs last year when Nick and I did Flying Nun Week. And we do hope to reprise that with Flying Nun 2. A really fun night. And then Terry Banks from Dot Dash popped in at the end of the interview. Another reason I wish I'd left the recorder running. He just showed up. Hey!
He's becoming like our podcast Zelig.
Yeah, that's exactly
He's just everywhere. Yeah. Yes. Well, we love Terry. It's great.
Yeah, so cool.
Those are episodes 330 through 334.
Okay.
Flying Nun.
Fantastic.
Episodes that we did earlier that you and Nick did earlier. And it was great stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, set aside, you know, like a long weekend for listen
those.
To that.
Yeah. Well worth it. If you got a long car drive coming up.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe a flight to the other side of the world.
There you go.
There you go.
Right. If you're going to the Hocken Library in New Zealand,
you'll almost get done with those.
I got my library card from there. Do you have you?
Not yet, but it's on order.
All right. All right. Thank you very much, Nick. Thanks for helping
Nick.
Out.
Thank
we
you.
Love it when you help out the show.
It's the best, man.
It was amazing, and thanks so much to you guys for letting me have a chance to be in the same room with Martin Phillips, which I'm still trying to recover from at this point.
We knew right away. I will say one other thing. There was a couple people who had tickets to that show who bailed out, and I'm not going to name names, but my wife Sheila is one of them. And also our friend Brad wanted to come, but he broke his rib, and Jim was sick, so I think we can let them off the hook. But big props to your wife, Carolyn, for showing up.
She's a fan.
Yeah,
going back
awesome,
to the
man.
Day, and she loved
wanted
the show.
To put on record that she showed up.
Right.
So, and also Andy Dubuque from Wingtip Slope made it, so it was all three Sloats and with beards, and that was kind of cool.
Well, I'm glad that Andy could go. That's
yeah, it was great.
All right. Okay, so this concludes another broadcast week.
Yes, it does.
On Rock in the Suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, again, want to thank Martin Phillips.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. And as you mentioned, everyone else who helped out getting that set up. We want to continue to do more interviews and special things like that.
Yes,
and,
we do.
And one way you can support the show is by going to patreon.com/suburbspod, and you can make a small financial donation to the show. Help us keep this operation running.
Less than a cup of your morning Starbucks, probably, or Pete's Coffee or Dunkin', or whatever you get. It's probably about the same. You could do that.
And sort of like coffee, this provides you with sustenance.
Energy.
Often.
Stimulation every day.
Every day. Yes.
That's right.
There
yes.
you go. And you can also converse with us. You can call and leave a message if you want to talk about the Chills, Flying Nun, How much you prefer Nick on the show over me, whatever it might be, you can call 612-440-1984, or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. Visit our website, suburbspod.com. Intern Sam does such a great job keeping God that running Sam, for us. And, I think that's about it. So let's head into next week. I don't know what we have exactly, but
I don't either.
But we'll come up with something.
Hopefully it's good.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Nick Scalera.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, hell.
That's going to get hard to trouble.